JKX Mobile.
You too, JKT Mobile. How are you doing?
A little cool up here, but we're good. How about you?
On the air this morning, but yeah, I was running a little late this morning. I was leaving the house this morning, and there was a stray cat just kind of hanging out on the road. I'm like, okay. Checked it out. It's healthy. Seemed clean, but just lost. So I took it back to the house, gave it some food, and Courtney's got it now, and trying to find its owners. But yeah, a little late start. He's sending some traffic here around Woodruff Road. Typical Monday.
Glad you're doing okay, and thanks for helping the little cat out. They tend to wander off. They like to wander a little bit sometimes.
This one came from, but it was just kind of hanging out in the road, and when I got out of the car, you know, it was crying. I mean, it was like, you know, howling and like trying to call for something. So it got right in the car with me, and I took it back to the house, and very friendly, very sweet cat. Just probably lost.
Have you to help it out? Most people would just try to run it over or drive on by.
Got a good meal this morning, and we gave it some dewormer, too, so in case it picked up some parasites. But we couldn't bring it in the house because we have another cat, you know, with feline leukemia going around. You can't take the risk. But we left some food out for it. She leaves for work around 7:30. So if nobody responds to Facebook by then, you know, we'll just, you know, hope it's there when we get home from work. And if it is, then we'll continue. But if not, at least it got a good meal and some dewormer and stuff to get it through for a little while longer.
They usually hang around if they got food, at least for a little bit.
I mean, we need it to hang around until about 3:30 this afternoon. But hopefully it will. But, you know, if not, hey, you know, we did what we could.
So what else you been up to lately? Any new projects or work you can talk about?
Earth mitigation still, just running around with our hair on fire trying to, you know, figure out what to do about all the tariffs.
I seen a little meme the other day I started to send you, but it was too late at night, so I said, nah, I'm not going to do that. It's a set of Ryobi extended legs where you could extend up your legs up to 20 feet long where you could change light bulbs or whatever.
We made something like that because we make everything else.
Why I thought it was funny is the fact that Ryobi makes so many things, and here this is advertised, and it looked real. I mean, you know how AI is now.
Ryobi back scratcher.
I seen a battery backup system the other day that they're now putting Anderson power poles on it. What we were talking about, what, a year or two ago, trying to get Ryobi to do.
Power station?
By the other brand. One of the Orpheus, Opus or something like that, or EcoFlow or EcoWorthy, one of those.
Project manager say, see, I told you.
And again, I'll try to send it to you, that way you can have it. But yeah, I thought it was kind of comical. We were talking about that, you know, a while back, and here it is now. Who is trying to tell them.
What I'm working on right now, this is not an official Ryobi project, but you know, we make a 2-port and a 3-port 40-volt charger, and so I'm working on a board that I can just replace the main boards in those chargers that has DC to DC converters that'll take the 40-volt battery and just give 13.8 output at, you know, 30 or 60 amps. Because I got that 480HX that needs 40 amps to run 200 watts. I'd like to run that off of some 40-volt batteries, but I need to make a board to replace the charging circuits with diode O-ring and DC to DC converters.
That Kenwood HX will pull a little more current.
I have 22 amps per side, you know, so it's 44 amps max, but I've never seen it pull that much, but I think it wants the power supply to be rated for that.
That's a lot. I didn't think it'd be that high. But I guess it could spike up to that.
At my POTA activation, I was just using my little 100 amp hour 12.8 volt, you know, lithium iron phosphate that I built. and I had it plugged into two, supplying both sides. And I would only get about 160, 150 watts out of it, because the battery voltage would dip a little bit on high current. But yeah, it's definitely a hungry hippo for sure.
And done a little POTA activation, not really a POTA, but activation at the park for the Boy Scouts kind of thing, and I use my Milwaukee batteries to do that, and my 857, and that gets everybody's attention more than anything I've done.
I'm reaching out. I mean, with that kind of power at a POTA activation, I mean, it's just like being at home. But anyway, Courtney just texted me and wants me to call her, so I'm gonna let you run, and Patrick, and hope you have a great day. And I'll catch you a little bit down the log. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on the way home. Have a great day. Talk to you later. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, good to talk to you, and hope everybody's doing well. KO4H kicks, and I'll be clear.
WKD4FDI. WKD4FDI.